Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom.
And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davita Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA. The only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I'm Johnny Midas.
Namo Fumo.
And we smoke cigars.
With shitty throats.
So, this week we are smoking the Espinosa Mejillinho.
Christ.
How do you say it?
Do you want Murcielago or Murcielago?
How do you pronounce it for real?
Murcielago.
Murcielago. Okay. It's like the Lamborghini. It's
Lamborghini.
Chicaca. T-A-A. So,
hey, you got to kneel every time you say Chicaca.
Yeah. Yes. So, beautiful cigar. This particular stick is wrapped with an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper. And we need to play a drinking game every time our listeners hear Ecuadorian or Ecuador-grown wrapper. So another fine wrapper from Ecuador, from Connecticut seed. Obviously shade-grown.
Yeah.
Undisclosed Nicaraguan binder and filler.
Yep. It's exclusive. I think it's, by the way, it's the only, like, legitimate exclusive cigar in the whole TAA release this year.
I'm not sure, but I do know that they only made 1,000 boxes of 20. Yeah.
I'm just telling you what was said on the floor.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
This is a TAA 2024 exclusive. You can see the little TAA band on there, which mm-hmm. means it's only available at TAA retailers like Davidis. And it is a unique blend. So there mm-hmm. was the Espinosa Murcielago. And then there was, what, the D'Oro?
D'Oro.
This last spring?
Yes.
And then there's this one, unique blend.
The Chicaca.
Chicaca.
You know, it would have made sense if they used, like, what Thunder Smoke did. Used, like, African tobacco. Like, that would have just been more hilarious.
Yeah,
like, but Cameroon.
All right, let's get back to that. So we're looking at the cigar before we chop it up, and mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful. This oval, like, oval press. It's not a box press.
No, it's an oval press. Super soft.
Looks good. The wrapper looks like fine cloth or something.
Yeah.
I do have like a little mouse hole there. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned with the fragility of the wrapper.
Yeah.
To be honest with you,
I have a couple. Yeah, little.
Yeah.
Pinholes there.
Other than that, really gorgeous. Normal for this kind of wrapper. We'll see. It probably won't affect the smoke. We're gonna find out. I'm sure that those don't go through the binder. Yeah. So
satin and oily.
Yes. Yep. It is beautiful, and I love the gold. Yeah. Duh, Johnny Midas. But the white and gold is very attractive.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of the Bentley Connecticut Toro.
Okay.
Except the Bentley is a little more classy.
I literally thought you were going to go with, like, the design, Bentley.
No, the Bentley cigar. I really like this. So why don't we go ahead and cut and light it.
Yeah.
What are you cutting with?
Ooh, the Craftsman's Bench stainless steel. All stainless steel.
Open-ended double guillotine.
Guillotine, yes, sir.
I've got something special.
Yeah.
This is the Cigar Design, the Vintage. And
special edition,
check this guy out. This is like black steel.
Yeah.
And this is a single-sided guillotine.
Okay.
It does have a lock, and it's spring-loaded.
Nice. Right?
Pretty cool.
Is it heavy?
Yeah. I feel it's hefty. Like, that's real metal.
Hell yeah.
So, you can go to the website, Cigar Design, and $29.99, just like the Craftsman's Bench. Very good price. And so, single-sided guillotines are my absolute favorite cutter type. They're hard to find.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
Yeah, I find it harder to cut with those. A little bit more dangerous.
Here's why I like them.
Okay.
The center of the cigar mm-hmm. is perfect.
Yeah, okay.
When you have the double guillotine where the blades meet, mm-hmm. it always leaves this little ridge and little things sticking out, and it's always right in the middle.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
With this, the center is always clean. right? And we're going to see how it cuts.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. Oh, I can't do that because it's spring-loaded.
Uh-huh.
I can't do the click, click.
One more time.
No, limp-wristed, cutting aloud. By the way, that's the cut, which I cut at an angle by accident.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's like you're...
It's a pretty good cut. And the center, completely sharply cut. The part that your tongue touches.
Yeah.
Look at the fucking color, dude.
This is like super glue. Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's a shitty...
Look at that. Even before I rip off the band. Because
I know, it's glued to it. I took a little bit off. Mine was okay.
Yeah, mine's just going to get fucked.
You're going to grab some wrapper. There's just no way around it.
Oh, my God. Why? Okay, points. Oh. Ooh, I got lucky. But, yeah, that there's glue right there.
I wonder how it's going to taste when it burns.
I shouldn't be able to taste it, but that's fucked up.
Look at these colors, though.
I don't have that.
Well, you kind of do. You can see how the filler is darker and then the
mm-hmm.
the binder and wrapper are lighter.
Slightly. Not as pronounced as
these
yours.
These are pretty fucking pronounced.
Yeah, like yours is like...
Yours is different. I wonder if that's a QC thing.
Counterfeit. Yours is counterfeit. I'm calling it.
I hope not. They came out of the same box.
You never know. They swept out the... I don't know. QC. Like, I agree. So, like, this is something you're going to... We talked about this, what, last episode? You're going to run into this QC issue regardless. Like, you're bound
to... Oh, yeah, absolutely. But also, it's not a QC issue. Tobacco leaves are different colors. They can taste identical. You know, mm-hmm. we don't know. And we don't know because we haven't fucking smoked it yet right. because you won't shut up. So,
whoa.
It is time for the official lighting. I'm lighting up wow. with my ST DuPont double flame, flat flame. And you have got your...
Vertigo Vortex.
Vertex?
No, it is Cyclone. My bad.
You got the Cyclone.
Cyclone.
The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do.
And of course, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor. By the way, if you're trying to learn how to toast cigars, a Connecticut wrapper is absolutely the best you can learn on because you see where your flame is going fast. It just turns it black. You can tell if you're roasting it pretty quickly.
Best time to roast anything right now this time of year.
If you... correctly toast your cigar. First of all, for this Vitola, which is basically a Toro, you know, if it takes you less than 35 seconds, you're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. Sorry. You are charring that end, and it's going to taste gross. And most, I mean, even people that have been in the industry for 20 years, they'll be like, yeah, ignore the first half inch. Let it burn off, and then you can really taste. If you toast it correctly, those first couple of puffs are fucking amazing. And gorgeous.
Actually, it's really good.
And that's why we encourage you toasted, not roasted. All right, yeah. Let's take some puffs on that.
The retrohale's weird.
The retrohale's weird. I was thinking the same thing. Actually, it kind of the retrohale is kind of like smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having flavor, it's like if you walk past a burning trash barrel or whatever, like how it feels in your nose. It doesn't smell like burning trash. I just mean, you know, that smoke feeling.
Hold the smoke in your mouth. Let it go to the back of your palate. Tastes like toasted something.
It has a very strong toasted flavor. Like,
graham, maybe? But not cinnamon graham.
No, you know what I was thinking? It tastes like toasted oat bran.
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like.
I was going to say, it wasn't graham.
Yeah.
It was something.
All right. So this is the Espinosa... Murciélago Chicaca TAA 2024. What I think is so fucking cool, and they get points for, is they literally named this after the fantasy white bat god from Ace Ventura. Like,
yeah.
They literally say that.
They literally, yeah.
They named it Chicaca after this white bat god thing from Ace Ventura. Was that Pet Detective or When Nature Calls?
When Nature Calls, sorry.
Yeah, When Nature Calls. Dude, I'm sorry, you get fucking style points for that. Like, yeah. Ace Ventura
is for a cigar, shit.
Like, yes. Like, you get cool points if you have the balls to do that.
The sad part is he wouldn't make those movies again.
Oh, he couldn't. Not nowadays.
No, he wouldn't anyway. Like,
oh, Jim Carrey?
Yeah, he wouldn't. It's against his views now.
Against his religion? Yeah. I thought they were fucking hilarious.
They were fucking hilarious, dude.
I'm old. This retails for $16.36 here at Davis Cigars in Westminster, which is... you know, a little bit past the middle of the road for Toro.
It is a limited, though.
It is. I think it's a decent price for a limited cigar.
Yeah, because I could see this at 12 as a core line. Like, if it was a core line, like 12 to 14.
The average is 14 right now for core line Toros.
Yep.
You know, so 16 is a little bit above. Not maybe as much as you'd expect. But also, it's an Espinosa.
Yeah.
Like, they're not known for expensive cigars. Like, fucking Oliva $300 cigar. You guys, I'm still not over that. You want to talk about out to lunch. A $300 Oliva? Y'all's cigars just aren't that good. I'm sorry.
So that means you're probably paying $400 to $500 secondary. Not retail,
the
secondary.
The demand's not there.
Yeah, but I bet you some sleuth would fucking do it.
No. It's not going to happen. If it was a Fuente, it would, but they're not even going to be able to sell them all. You're going to have people marking them down. Time for a bet.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'll bet you a cigar.
All right. Good enough. Can't be the Ometepe.
What are you putting on the line?
A cigar. Cigar for cigar. I don't know. What about a Casa Fuente for you?
No. You've got to get me one of the Fuentes out of the collection up there, the $200 cigars.
No, I'm good. You don't pay me enough.
I don't pay you enough for that.
Not for that one.
So, again, Ecuadorian Connecticut, undisclosed Nicaraguan binder and filler. Initial tasting notes. You know, we're a quarter of an inch now. You're half an inch. You're kind of chuffing it.
So I'm still, it's still weird on the retro. Like, I'm trying to nail it down.
Okay, so when you draw the air into your mouth, don't retro focus on retroing. Put your tongue in the center of your mouth,
okay,
and then pull the air over it. And what you've got is graham cracker and raisin. A touch of kind of vegetal. No pepper. I don't detect any pepper. And there's some baking spices on there.
I taste the vegetal. This is also kind of bitter for me. Probably not for you because I'm not a Connecticut guy. So it's a little bit on the bitter side for me because it's light.
No, all Connecticuts are bitter.
Yeah, but it's just
this
like...
is not bitter for a Connecticut. But if you're used to Maduro, for sure. I actually really like how the bitter offsets the sweet. But if you draw the smoke over your tongue with your tongue in the middle of your mouth, it's really sweet going over the tip of your tongue. I don't care for the retrohale. It does. I don't know. It blunts the flavor. To me, it tastes like smoke.
Yeah. You know what it does taste like? Raisin bread.
Yeah, raisin bread. That's a great call.
Yeah. Not just raisin bread.
Yep, it does. Raisin bread. You know how you could get the raisin bread with the frosting on top?
Uh-huh.
Like, my brother would lick the frosting off. Uh-huh. It tastes like raisin bread that had the frosting, like, scraped off.
Yes.
But there's still a hint of it.
I know.
Because there is, like, this sugary, buttery sweet.
My mom would yell at me for doing that.
Oh, you did it too, yeah.
Because I don't like raisins. I mean, I know they're grapes, but I don't know what it is about raisins. I don't like eating them. There's, you know the brand Bimbo, right? Like that. Yeah. So they make that loaf, and that's what I would do. Lick it and then eat the bread and spit out the raisins, and she would get so fucking mad. It's hilarious. Because it was her coffee bread, and here's my asshole ass, you know, reaching in the cupboard, yoinking, and yep.
So those are some pretty good initial tasting notes. And then for strength, I've got mine at a 6.
5.
5?
Yeah, it's too light.
That sounds about right.
Not that it's hateful.
It's sharp.
Yes.
It's not super strong, but it's a little sharp.
It's sharp on the
flavor. That's why I've got a 6. But its strength is somewhere at 5.5 right now. For those of you that are familiar with Inside Baseball on Cigar Podcast, yes, we use decimals because it's the right thing to do. And then for body, I've got mid-full. It actually is fairly full-bodied.
Yeah, mid-full.
You know, it's still a Connecticut.
Yeah.
But it's surprisingly full.
It's got like the smoke. It's got, I don't know the best word to describe. It's got like this tartiness to it. The smoke itself, not a flavor.
Tart.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a little tart.
Yeah.
All right. So the body is mid full. Right now we're doing a strength at 5.5. We'll revisit that. It might get stronger. And then simple, mid, and complex for flavor. That's how we gauge flavor. Simple is you have one or two flavors.
Yep.
Call them one note cigars. Mid is you have more than that. You're not really changing flavors, but you might pick something up adjacent. You might drop something off, three, four flavors. And then complex is like it changes flavors. So this is the first smoke for both of us on the cigar, virgin smoke. We'll have to let you know as we smoke.
Yeah.
If we have any significant flavor changes. I would say it's already probably closer to mid because there's a lot of flavors in here.
There's a wood flavor. I don't want to say it's cedar because that almost seems generic, but there is a wood, like a wood plank flavor in there somewhere.
For me, it's less of a flavor and more of a feeling. Like, it tastes wooden. It doesn't taste like a specific wood.
So, with this, weird memory here, because you know how smells unlock memories. So, my dad's been almost, not really a carpenter, but he's worked around wood a lot. So he used to make box frames and some other wood stuff, and now he makes wood flooring. It reminds me a lot of the wood sitting there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, without being processed, like getting ready, just raw wood. That's what it reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever been to, like, maybe? You
totally, yeah. Yep. But not super green wood.
Mm-mm.
It's like dried out wood.
Yeah, it's wood just getting ready to get cut and made into stuff.
Yeah.
So like I said, I've been around that most of my life because of my dad. He's...
Yep, interesting. Interesting flavor. I really like it. Like,
it's not hateful.
The sweet and bitter combo, I like. Mm-hmm. You know what it reminds me of is Guinness. You ever had a Guinness?
Well, it's like, which Guinness? The regular?
The draft.
Okay.
Like, it's bitter and sweet at the same time. Which, that's a good flavor combo. What's interesting about this is you can change the flavor pretty significantly depending on how you smoke it. So if you're doing shorter draws over the tip of your tongue, it's really sweet and that raisins just comes out.
Yeah.
If you suck it into the back where your bitter taste buds are, it's much more bitter. And if you retrohale, it gets flat, smoky, and bitter, and you almost don't taste any smoke.
Right. There's three different profiles.
Yeah.
Depends on where you smoke it.
So what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing this shape with my tongue.
Yeah.
But it's inside my mouth. And because your sweet receptors are clustered on the tip of your tongue, you're bitter on the back sides. And so this one has such distinct flavor notes that depending on where you put the smoke in your palate, it changes, I think, significantly.
Mm.
And I think the only drawback with this is I do like to retrohale. And for me, the retrohale is just flat, ashy, smoky, you know, and then you get the bitter from the back of your tongue. And it's almost not sweet at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just draw it over the tip of your tongue and then exhale over the tip of your tongue, it's like raisins and sweetness.
Real quick, I'm getting a little bit of pasture. Like a very subtle hint of pasture. Green pasture, not like dried out.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think the flavor is changing already,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you. Like, that wasn't there in the first half.
It's not as bitter now.
Yes, the bitterness has dropped off. Okay, so...
There's a lot going on here.
It's time for socials and surprises.
Mm-hmm.
You are our marketing plan. Our marketing budget is you. Please like, subscribe, share. If you think we bring value to the podcasting world of cigars, you know, we're really relying on you to get the word out. It's really hard. You know, every time I submit a post to Boost with Meta, they're like, no, you're smoking, you know. So, sorry, that's the way the chips roll. But you guys can help out by interacting, of course, leaving comments. And you can drop us a line, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, or just click on the description of this episode. There is a link tree. Go to the link tree, click contact us, and it will take you right there. We get a lot of value from listening to you guys and also... You know, our tobacconist tip of the week, stuff like that. A lot of that is from emails from you guys, so keep that coming.
By the way, shout out to Slippery Rock Cigars for giving us a follow on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Slippery Rock. I've got a surprise, and that is this C-Car design, the vintage. Love this cutter.
It's pretty cool.
I'm going to do some shit. Is that like some side-by-sides, stuff like that.
So could you be able to fit that in, like, your wallet, or is that more for, like, convenience for travel, like, that thinness that it is?
Oh, yeah, it's totally pocket-sized. Mm-hmm. I love this magnetic case. Very classy. And so I wanted to read you a little bit about C-Car design. Basically, you know, I reached out, and C-Car shared with us. They're trying to bring a twist to cigar accessories outside of normal and mundane, right, that we're all used to using. And so they're focused on designing items that really resonate with the user. They're functional art pieces, and they're affordable. This is, you know, because there's some cigar stuff out there that they're fucking beautiful, but they're out of reach.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $120 for a cutter. That's not true. I paid $300 for one, but don't tell anybody. Yeah. You know, at $29.99, this is the same price as the Craftsman Invention.
Dude, yeah.
Pretty much any good cutter.
Yeah, Zycar, like what, like that, you're easily paying $80.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
60.
Same thing with DuPont. Like, DuPont sells some stuff.
Yeah, DuPont is
He said, don't ask. I didn't say anything.
So, C-Car Design is cigar enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. They smoke cigars, and they're like, hey, we want something different, right? So, I love this minimalist design on this single blade guillotine, right? It's super slim. I don't know if you can see that. Solid metal, hefty. It's got this fucking spring-loaded design.
I like that dark steel, by the way, since you pointed it out.
Yeah, it's like black steel.
Yeah.
It, like, you feel good using it.
Dude, it's 007. Like, legit.
This is legit. This is 007. Totally. Like,
yes.
This is what Bond would use.
Exactly.
So, they've got some upcoming stuff as well.
Sweet.
The Nomad, which is a cigar case that will feature some of their, you know, cutting edge artistic design, as well as a new cutter called the Clip. And there's a lighter.
Ooh.
The Minimalist. So these are all in the works. You heard it here first, folks.
Let's go.
On Burnline Podcast. As usual, the cutting edge
of the
industry, including accessories. And C-Car Design is going to sponsor a giveaway.
Let's go.
Follow us on Instagram, and we are going to shoot out details on how you can win this giveaway from C-Car Design. So
let's go.
Sneak preview, but I'm not going to tell you how, and I'm not going to give away. You have to follow us on Instagram. So do that, and we are going to have a lucky winner that's going to have a fucking awesome Christmas.
Yes.
Thanks to C-Car Design. So appreciate you, C-Car, and check it out, you know, on the web, of course, Instagram or whatever. I bought this because I like beautiful functional stuff, as you know. And what surprised me was, like, this is like a Mercedes on a Chevy budget.
Yeah.
This is affordable, you know. I know $30 for a cutter doesn't sound, you know, affordable, but go look at the shelf over there.
Yeah.
You know, your X1, X2s.
Yes,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. It's like $80 for the equivalent.
Yeah. And this one is better looking, and it's fucking unique.
Mm-hmm.
No one else has got something.
By the way, it's kind of fitting for you because it's like got that executive look on top of it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's bondish, but it's got that executive look to it.
Bondage?
Bondish.
Oh, bondish. Like, I mean, I could go for the bondage thing too.
Well,
I think we should do a whole brand of cigars and accessories that's like bondage theme. You know?
Well, I got a place we can try that out at. I know some people.
Do we need to turn the cameras off?
Sure. We know people, okay?
It is time for a break. Get that fucking filth out of my head. When we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week with El Fumo.
By the way, real quick, which Bond?
Which Bond?
Which Bond?
Are you asking, like, my favorite?
Yes.
Or, I mean, there's one James Bond.
Okay.
There's only one real James Bond. But Daniel Craig's a close second for me.
Yeah, I like Pierce Brosnan. I grew up in that era. That was my Bond.
Ew.
What?
Ew.
Okay.
I mean, it's not totally his fault because it was like the early 90s and it's just...
That's
like,
what I'm saying. It could have been a better...
Ew.
Die Another Day was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
Yeah, sorry. That one was...
All right, break time. Sorry.
Don't go away.
And I do have a tip.
I've got a tip.
Stop. Didn't we just say no more dirty shit?
That's half the reason people tune in.
And now your Tobacconist Tip of the Week with Angel Solorio.
It's that time of year. It's cold as shit. Some of you don't always order your cigars from brick and mortar. Sometimes you order online. You know, you're getting that shit through the mail, UPS, whatever, freight, to your door. It is cold as shit outside, so that means your sticks are cold as shit. They are not insulated. They are bubble wrap in a box, in another box, and that fucking cold air does not get...
In the back of a brown truck. White,
two different whites. And so they're going to be cold as shit. So when they get to your home and you get them inside, do not, you know, you're going to have that urge. Ooh, let me light this, you know. Don't do that because you're going to fuck up your cigar. You know, let it sit. What would you let it sit? I think I let it sit for 24 hours.
I do, but here's what I do. When I get the box, first of all, I try not to let it sit on the porch.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
But I take it inside and I don't touch the box and I leave it there for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And then I open the box and put them in my humidor and let them sit for 24 hours.
Yeah, don't stick them straight in your humidor either because, like, that cold is just, like... Yeah,
the warmth and humidity can pop the wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done it, and I've had cigars that I bought off the shelf that you could tell this was delivered in winter.
Mm-hmm.
It was taken straight out of the fucking UPS box, slammed in the humidor, and the wrapper popped inside.
Yeah, way
right. Like you can tell.
Yeah,
if you've done it enough. Great Tobacconist Tip of the Week.
Yes,
appreciate that. We are smoking the Espinosa Murciélago Chicaca, and major style points for naming this after a fucking Ace Ventura movie. That's like, you know, the only thing better than that would be to name it after The Mask, another Jim Carrey
movie. Yeah, that was a good movie. The second one sucked ass, though.
There was a second one?
Yeah, it was terrible. Son of Mask.
You know what they need to make a new version of?
What's that?
Spawn.
They're working on it, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember the original was badass came out? Like, it was so fucking cutting edge. I just feel like with modern technology and stuff, you can make a badass.
That was for people that don't remember. That was like your first Deadpool.
Oh yeah,
because that was your breakthrough movie.
Yes.
We're smoking cigars.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
All right. So anyway,
you were talking about Spawn. Somehow we segue.
It is time for our annual awards ceremony. Now I feel bad because I have physical awards to hand out.
Okay.
However, they are delayed from the manufacturer.
Which is fine.
So there's a process of approving the artwork, doing the engraving. They're crystal. They're beautiful.
All right.
5-inch standalone. So it's not a plaque.
Yeah.
It can stand up. And they weren't ready in time for the show. I'll post them on Instagram. You guys can see them. But it is time for the Burn Line Podcast annual awards. We've been leading up to this. We talked about our contenders, and we're going to start with Manufacturer of the Year. So Manufacturer of the Year is a manufacturer that is making waves, doing something right this year. Unlike Cigar of the Year, Manufacturer of the Year does not need to have been smoked on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This one was. And the 2024 Burn Line Podcast Manufacturer of the Year is Room 101.
Yeah.
All right. Matt Booth, shout congratulations. Out to you. And we did smoke the Farce Nicaragua, which had, I think, top three beautiful packaging for the year. Stunning with that light blue.
Yes.
And
like white, that lotus flower yellow. Looking thing.
Yeah. They did a great job. So, a little bit about Room 101. This is from the Room 101 website. Matt Booth founded the Room 101 brand in 2003 with the idea that a lifestyle collection reminiscent of those offered by luxury brand houses of the last century could flourish in today's market with a current design direction and product offering. While deployed to Asia as a U.S. infantry marine, Booth found himself overwhelmed by the rich culture he experienced there. After returning to the States, Booth was introduced to the thriving silver scene in Los Angeles while working at the Whiskey-A-Go-Go on Sunset Boulevard.
Yay.
It was this fusion of Asian influence and an obsession with custom jewelry that inspired Matt Booth to create his own brand. With the vision of an artist and the tenacity of a Marine, Matt Booth began blending the traditional Asian characters and motifs he first encountered during his tour of duty with a heavy dose of Los Angeles grit to create the conceptual backbone of Room 101. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they don't say this. He's an artist.
Yeah.
Matt Booth is an artist. So with Booth at the helm, a humble studio in downtown Los Angeles was to become an atelier that is to this day the nucleus of Room 101's design and development efforts. In 2009, Matt found himself falling in love with yet another art form, cigar making. Booth's longtime passion for cigars, paired with a steadfast resolve to learn more of their origins, which developed into a full-blown love affair with both the craft and the community, one that continues to power Room 101 cigar brand to this day. So, that's founded in 2009 with the intent to honor the craft and rich history of cigar making while applying a progressive approach to both blending and product design. From its inception, the Room 101 brand quickly garnered the respect and intrigue of cigar traditionalists, as well as a newer breed of enthusiasts in the early stages of what was to become an era of boutique brands. So, in 2017, Matt shared his intent to bow out of the cigar industry, but his retirement was short-lived. Just a few months later, saw a reincarnation of Room 101 cigars with the launch of exciting collaborative projects with both the Caldwell Cigar Company and AJ Fernandez. Room 101 again demonstrated the brand's ability to transcend the norm and skyline as a house of innovation in terms of creativity and quality. These first products paved the way towards the debut of new collections under the Room 101 name to solidify the brand's position in premium tobacco.
Yeah.
So what did Room 101 do this year? Of course, we had the Farce Nicaragua. Delicious. So one of the reasons we're celebrating this brand this year is, yes, you know, Matt Booth got kind of tired of the current situation in 2017, but he couldn't lose his passion. Came right back. I think it was less than a year later. Mm-hmm. And then we had COVID.
Yeah.
And 2023 was great. 2024 was a breakout year. So an example of really what he's done this year, the Johnny Tobacco Nut.
Yes, dude.
That has a cult following.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointed we didn't smoke it on the show this year.
Yeah.
The Farce Nicaragua, great cigar. Scored well, beautiful, tasty. And so that's why Room 101 won the Manufacturer of the Year. Expansion, great product additions.
Yeah, other cigars they broke out with.
Yes. Okay. You know, a boutique brand that is quickly becoming a must-have.
Yeah.
People are demanding this at the tobacconist. You need to carry Room 101 products. Yeah.
You know, it's like the boutique thing, the name, I don't really understand it, but it's like, I think he's past the boutique because he's got like just so many sticks and they're all bangers.
That we've had this convo on the show. We'll have another. What is a boutique brand? Like, at what point, you know, how many million cigars do you have to sell before you're not boutique? You know, I don't know. He's, to me, Room 101 is more boutique in the sense that they're so artsy. They feel boutique. You know, is Crowned Heads boutique? I don't know. Probably not anymore.
Probably not.
So, congratulations, Room 101 and Matt Booth, 2024. Burnline Podcast Manufacturer of the Year.
No, it kind of makes.
Go ahead.
Oh, it kind of makes me sad that I didn't get to enjoy like the LA scene as an adult.
Yeah,
I remember
yeah.
most of it as a kid. It's like, damn, you have Rocky down the street from me, and then Matt Booth down the street from me.
I don't know. Can you afford it as an adult?
Hell no.
You know, I'd have to give you a raise.
Yeah. Don't send me out there.
So this brings us to the 2024 Burnline Podcast Brand of the Year. Again, Brand of the Year is a breakout cigar brand that is doing something awesome in the community. And our 2024 Brand of the Year winner is the West Tampa Tobacco Company Red.
Yeah.
So 2 months after announcing his departure as a blender and ambassador at CAO in 2022, Rick Rodriguez announced he would be starting a new cigar brand named West Tampa Tobacco Company. So in addition to his role as co-owner, Rodriguez took the master blender position in the new company, while Gus Martinez, another former General Cigar Company employee, was named the president. The company launched in June of 2022 with two regular production blends named Black and White. And they had three sizes, 5x50, 6x52, 6x60, which you might recognize as Robusto, Toro, and Gordo. 6 months later, West Tampa Tobacco released its first limited edition, the Attic Series, in a singular 6x54 Vitola. What would you call that? A Fat Toro?
Yeah, Fat Toro.
Earlier this year, the company announced its third core line offering named the Red, available in the same three Vitolas as the white and black. It features a Mexican San Andres wrapper covering a binder from the Condega region of Nicaragua and filler tobaccos from Condega and Esteli. Delicious cigar that I smoked, but we didn't smoke on the show.
I've smoked that one too. It's really good.
Here's why West Tampa won. First of all, they have a phenomenal social media presence. Big shout out to West Tampa Tobacco and your media team. You know, we're talking videos of people rolling cigars, golf carts traveling through fields of tobacco, harvesting, people doing the work. It really makes you feel connected to the product and the brand. Number two, the Red is a great branding strategy.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about this. I can't pronounce the Spanish words, you know. They didn't go with
You could have at least pronounced Rojo, right?
Rojo.
Yeah.
See?
Red.
Blanco.
Yep.
Negro.
Yep. Oh, that was racist.
The point is, people can go, anybody, especially Anglos, you know, like we can go into any tobacconist and be like, do you have the Red? Do you have the Black? Do you have the White? It's fantastic. It is a great branding strategy.
Yeah.
And of course, Red fits in with that branding strategy, and it creates a great balance to their portfolio because it is the full-bodied cigar. So you had light, medium, and now you have full.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, what launched the West Tampa Tobacco Company Red as the brand of the year, great sales. Dude, people love this stick.
Dude, I don't think I know a cigar smoker that doesn't know or has smoked at West Tampa Tobacco cigar, specifically the Red.
And it's 2 years old.
Yep.
Company's 2 years old.
And everybody's like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, they've been talking about it like they've been around for over 10 years.
Yeah. So, big shout out, West Tampa Tobacco Company, Gus Martinez, and, of course, Rick Rodriguez. Congratulations, Burnline Podcast, Brand of the Year for 2024.
All right, real quick, secondary band test.
Okay, so the foot band, you know, that's an add-on.
Yep.
It was shit. Let's do the...
This is not looking promising, by the way. I was struggling, like...
Same thing, glue. Yeah, it's glue. Oh, crack your fucking wrapper.
Yep, it did.
It's a delicate wrapper, too.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Yep, look at that. That's fucking terrible. Points for that shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's holding, but...
That's fucking rough. Look at this. Look at that shit. Terrible.
Fruit pectin, guys.
Fruit pectin.
Fruit pectin.
This is not hard. I don't care if the band comes off easy.
I think it's cheaper than glue. Maybe.
Well, you're already using it on the cigar. Yeah. I don't know. The banding happens later, but
it's right there.
The point is, I mean, look at it.
Yeah.
You can't smoke with this band. You have to do something with it. All right, I'm going to take mine off, and I'm going to go a different approach. I'm going to do the rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Oh, that did work.
It worked. I took a giant chunk of the wrapper off.
Because of the glue.
Yeah, it was glued to it. Mm-mm-mm. But I didn't split the wrapper.
All right, you know what? We're going to go for it.
Glutton for punishment.
Oh, my God.
No, mine is glued. I can't slide mine. Look, mine is glued to the...
Yeah, and I can't even get under the wing on mine.
Where's your Coke now?
I don't have one.
All right, you know what?
It's Skeletool time. Hashtag not sponsored.
Oh, shit.
No, Skeletool. Never mind. Hashtag definitely not sponsored.
Oh, no. I failed to bring my EDC kit. This is bullshit, dude.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. I can't fucking...
All I did was peel the first layer.
Yeah, me too. All right, I got it. Go down to the tail of the bat and peel up. You can get under the tail, can't you?
No, dude, look. Mine's just, like, dug into...
There's where mine was glued. You can't hear. Let me see.
I got it.
Okay. Yeah, just tear up like it's,
ooh.
You know, like the strip on a whiskey bottle. Okay, so lesson learned for all the manufacturers out there. If you want to increase our cigar smoking experience, You gotta make the bands able to come off.
That's bullshit. Oh my god. You guys lost points. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Gorgeous binder, though.
After that ridiculous OCD insertion by El Fumo, it is time for the award everybody has been waiting for, which is the 2024 Burnline Podcast Cigar of the Year. And our finalists were in the fine or most affordable category, which is basically up to $11.99, the J.C. Newman Yagua.
Mm-hmm.
In the 12 to 1999 category, the premium category, the CAO Thundersmoke, little dark horse entry there.
Yes.
Loved the presentation and flavor and uniqueness. And in the luxury category of $20 and above, the Fuente Casa Fuente. Those are the three finalists for Burnline Podcast in 2024 and the winner.
Let me guess, because you're a Arturo Fuente whore. Go ahead.
Of the 2024 Burnline Podcast Cigar of the Year competition is the J.C. Newman Yagua.
Holy shit, guys.
So what blew us away about this cigar, first of all, the flavor for the price point, amazing. The first inch and a half was just a flavor bomb.
Yeah, it really was.
He had applewood smoked bacon, like for real sizzling bacon on, like actual flavor, lots of flavors. The presentation is amazing and unique, and the overall vibe is so authentic.
Yeah, the story behind it.
Yeah, and back to
the spirit.
Yes. So phenomenal cigar, phenomenal presentation, and had a great affordable price point for everybody. Big shout out to J.C. Newman for producing this, and of course, to qualify for Cigar of the Year, we do have to smoke it on the show.
Yeah.
If your favorite cigar was not chosen, sorry, fuck you. no, but I'm serious.
To quote Steve Sokka, fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Hashtag give up. No, but on a serious note, big congratulations to J.C. Newman. This is the Spirit of Burnline Podcast, a beautiful, unique offering that tastes amazing and is approachable and affordable, and you can pick them up anywhere, except when you can't.
Right.
Even though it's available in a core line, man, when they get boxes in here,
gone.
Tom was like, I can't believe we have cigars left for you to smoke. He's like, usually we get a box in and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's a reason for that.
Yes, they're really good. Well, the second box after that was instantly gone.
Yeah, it was. Thanks to us.
Yeah.
The advertising.
Yeah, when they all heard they were here, they're like, gone. I was like, you motherfucker.
Yeah. So, congrats to J.C. Newman and the Yagua. What a great cigar. And it is the Burnline Podcast 2024 Cigar of the Year. So, congrats to all of our winners. Mm-hmm. And we'll definitely post pics of the awards on social media, which is why you should follow us on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time for another break.
All right.
When we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week. Before we go to break, do you have any tasting notes updates on this Espinosa Murciélago Chicaca TAA 2024?
Definitely getting a more woodsy flavor, like wood flavor out of it, not a specific wood. Smoother. It smoothed the hell out. There's no bitter. All that pasture went away. The vegetal went away for me.
Yes, agree.
There's nutmeg.
Okay, I can taste that. I would say if you took a hardwood plank like poplar and you burned it with a propane torch,
okay,
there's still sweet on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have this toasted wood. There is a toasty flavor.
There is a sweet component to it. No spice whatsoever.
No, there's not really any spice. Maybe, I don't know, there's a sharpness, though. It's just not spice, it's not pepper, it's not cayenne, but there's a sharpness. I will say, if you put your tongue down,
okay,
you know, like as far down as you can, the tip of your tongue, the sweetness is highly muted. You know, you really have to draw that smoke over the tip of your tongue. But when you do, it's pretty sweet. And it's still a raisiny, currants, something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of fruit.
Like, it's definitely a fruit sweet.
Mm-hmm. I think the bread component is basically gone. I'm a little less harsh on the retrohale now. You know, originally it was like, don't retrohale the cigar. Now it's like, well, it's okay.
It's smoothed out.
Just the retrohale only adds a little pepper. It's still not a super enjoyable retrohale, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
If you tip your, if you tuck the tip of your tongue down, it definitely has a toasted wood flavor. There's still a little sweet on there, but it's greatly muted. And
ooh, I got a little cocoa there at the end.
I was gonna say there's a little bit of mocha flavor, cocoa and sweet. It's a little mocha, but it's like you have to search for
subtle.
Very subtle.
I wonder if it'll get cool. More pronounced once you get closer.
What's interesting is like the bitter's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gonna come back. It is a shade wrapper. Although if you notice the color of the shade, the greener it is, typically the bitter, the more bitter. This one is a very flat, slightly dark yellow, which usually means it's been cured and aged pretty good.
Yeah.
Not like an Atabay. We don't use sugar.
Yeah. I can taste the Elmer's glue just a little bit. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. We're going to break.
News of the week. I feel like I need one of those bulletin and banners.
I feel like you need a suit and a green screen.
I agree. Yes, I do. Without the images in the background that get us shadow banned.
It's, yeah.
Don't do that again.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yep.
Although me wearing the suit jacket with no shirt was... That was
I think it was baller. I think that's what got us shadow banned. Like, it wasn't the images. It was
like,
that.
It's a Russian mobster. He looks like a Russian mobster.
Yep. Bad timing. All right, I haven't smoked this, but I know for sure you have because you've talked about it. I think it's one of your favorites. So the Prometheus Shipping God of Fire Never Back Down with cigars and accessories in a box. But sorry to the listeners / viewers, they can't see this, but check that out. That's pretty fucking awesome.
Okay, so the God of Fire, the Prometheus God of Fire by Carlito, is one of my favorite sticks. The 2017 Tubo is still the best cigar they produced. So this is what, a kit with a cutter lighter and some cigars in it?
Yep. So it is made up of all Dominican tobacco. That's what it was as well, right? Yeah. So grown at the Arturo Fuente Chateau Fuente farm, obviously. There are two different Vitolas, the Gran Toro 56, 6x56, and the Piramide 58, 5.25x58. Both sizes are the exactly same price, which is pretty cool. $53.95 MSRP, so what, 56 maybe? 57?
Something like that, yeah.
So
just under 60, we'll call it.
Yeah, they debuted in August, but they're finally shipping. So
so $60 a piece. A box would be $600. What about the cutter and lighter? Does it come with the box of cigars? How does that work?
Give me one second. I'm getting nerd. You're getting ahead of me, sir. But anyways, the Never Back Down branded versions of the cutter is by H Magma T lighter and an Ultimo. Oh, there's two. And an Ultimo X lighter.
It's, so they're sold separately.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was with the box. So
well, that's how, that's what it looks like. So the
holy shit.
The cigars.
Johnny Minus price. $150 for the lighters, and there's only 600 of each.
Ooh. Okay, and is there a cutter, or is it just two different
lighters? No, it's just the lighters.
Okay, so there's two different lighters and there's a cigar, and they're co-branded. Mm-hmm. Cigars are $55.60.
That's the boxes for the lighters.
So there's, and there's a blue and there's a red.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're thin like your DuPont.
Yeah.
But
one-tenth the price of my DuPont or whatever. Okay.
Look at that flame. So it's a triple torch.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty cool looking.
So, all of our listeners out there with deep pockets, if you like the God of Fire, and what is this specific release called? The God of Fire what?
Never Back Down.
Never Back Down.
Never Back Down.
$60 for a cigar. Bit steep. I'm not a, like, right now I'm on an anti-expensive cigar kick, because 4 years ago it was like paying $25 or $30 for a nice Fuente or something was like, okay, yeah, I'm doing it. And now it's like, well, fuck, all these cigars are in that price range. So now I had like, I'm on this anti-expensive cigar kick. So
yeah.
You guys will have to forgive me, but it's up to you to decide if it's a value.
Yeah.
And the co-branded lighters, which is, they're cool lighters.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a dead zone though, dude, because it's like, you can get phenomenal cigar or cigar lighters in the $60 range. You know, like, they're beautiful.
Yeah, but
they light your cigar. They're utilitarian.
I guess if you want a branded cigar, or and, I mean lighter.
But then you can go to $1,000, $2,000, $2,500 and get like my DuPont. $150 just seems like no man's land. Mm. Like, I'm paying double what I could get for like a good one.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a kit that we were selling here that was a Zycar cutter and lighter?
Yeah, it was like an 80. Yeah, it was a Zycar.
It was like $85 for cutter and lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is a fucking steal.
Which was a steal for sure, but. You know, so you're paying double that?
Yeah.
For light? I don't know. I don't like the brand positioning.
But it's special edition, so that's why.
Hey, you know what? If you want it, you want it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all cigar news of the week. Thanks,
What Andrew. The hell? All
right, fine.
Signing me off? What the hell? All
right.
So, you want to know where your money went to this year? You know, all that complaining you did? But
besides Uncle Sam? Yeah,
where'd besides my money Uncle go? Sam. And a lot of those charity cigars that you paid for?
Uh-huh.
All right, so this is where it finally paid off. So Cigar Family Academy of Arts finally opens up in the Dominican Republic.
All right.
So, yes, those J.C. Newman and Arturo Fuentes that you purchased finally
did something.
Yeah, so it was 5 years in the making. You know, they were getting all those funds. So it's finally open. So it's pretty cool. So it's in a 23-acre facility. So it's massive school. The school offers free K-12 education to 440 students in Bonao, DR, just located, you know, a few minutes from the Fuente farm. So, and the way some of these kids, unfortunately, they're not able to get all the kids, but it's like a lottery to get in, which is pretty fucking cool if you can't get in. But, you know, they offer.
So it's paid for.
It's paid for, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, of course, you got to have a lottery.
Yeah, so you have a lottery. Apparently, Hobolt and Arturo Sandoval, which is like a Grammy Award winning. Music guy, mm-hmm. They also fund it. I think you have a Hobolt, don't you?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So Swiss watches, which they partner with Arturo Fuente anyway.
Yeah, they have like this $30,000 Fuente watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's spelled Hublot, by the way, and it's pronounced Hublot in French.
Okay.
But
yeah,
whatever.
My bad.
No, you're fine. they make a broad range of wrist watches. I had. I can't find it. A Manchester United branded, and it was not expensive. I think it was less than $100.
Nice.
And I don't know why I bought it, because I'm a West Ham fan.
I'm a Man U fan. I'll take it.
If I find it, I'll give it to you.
So, and then, is it Jay that's a fan of the races, though?
Yes.
Okay, so here's something, another gift you can give to Jay. So Stolen Throne will be, it's not the Kentucky Derby, but for the 100th running of the Preakness, Stolen Throne will be making a special edition cigar for that race.
Oh, sweet.
So, I mean, okay. It makes sense. It's only, what, like an hour difference?
Yep.
So it's going to be a limited edition 6x46 Corona made. Here you go, guys. Take your shot. Ecuadorian Habano.
Ecuadorian.
Claro wrapper covering a binder and filler made up of tobaccos from Nicaragua, so they're not really undisclosed. And Rojas is making them.
Okay.
Rojas Cigar Factory in Nicaragua. So it's the collab.
Well, so, you know, of course, Stolen Throne doesn't have their own factories and mm-hmm. stuff, but they partner with really good folks. So does Crown Heads, by the way. So that's exciting. I love Rojas Cigars.
Dude,
he's another small ring gauge guy.
Crazy affordable for the for a limited, the cigar size, and for what it is. Are you ready for this price?
Go ahead.
It's a Johnny Midas price, $14.
And that's what, a Toro?
Yeah. What did I say? 6x46 Corona?
No, Corona.
That's what they're calling inches. It. Listen,
6 inches. I mean, it's the right ring gauge, but that's like a double Corona almost.
Listen, we've talked about this how many times?
Yes. No, you're right. Fucking cigar taxonomy. So sucks. I mean,
14.
That is a great size, 6x46
for $14,
dude. That's
limited edition.
To me, that is the you know who makes a lot of 6x46 is 5x46.
Mm-hmm.
Fuente.
Yeah.
If you go back in the day, that was a big ring gauge cigar. In fact, sidebar, I have this little silver, I'll bring it in for folks. It's a silver cigar cutter. Mm-hmm. It was my grandfather's. And you couldn't fit bigger than a 46 ring gauge in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a V cutter. You know why? Because most of the cigars were 40 to 46 ring gauge. They just, you know, you had your occasional fat cat.
Yeah.
But the common everyday smokes, small ring gauge, I still prefer them. But
I think it's an affordable box too. So it's 10 sticks. 3,000 boxes, so what is that, 140?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, so that's fucking cool as shit. Retailers in this region will have it. I'm not sure if Davidus will. I'm sure they will.
Is the Preakness the New York race?
No, it's right here, Pimlico.
It's the Baltimore race.
Yeah, it's the Baltimore race.
What's the one in New York, the third?
Oh, so it's leg of the Derby, Preakness. I don't know. Fuck.
Sorry, New York.
Nobody cares.
Drop the ball there.
Wait, no, I don't care. So yeah, that'd be cool. And then speaking of Jason Newman, they're going to be releasing the El Reloj collection sampler with two new lines. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 sticks in this box.
And of course, the El Reloj factory is from the last American cigar factory, mm-hmm. where they roll cigars the old-fashioned way.
Yep. So they're going to have the American Toro 6x54, which we smoked. Not, was it that size?
I think we smoked the Robusto. But.
Okay. And then the Angel Cuesta Rosado Double Toro 6x52. The Leroy Neiman 2024 Collector's Edition 7x50. The Angel Cuesta Shade Double Toro 6x52. And Tampa Smokers Toro doesn't give a size, but I'm guessing, yeah.
Cool. So are those are all limited. They're not core releases.
So, well, the American is.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's 240, only 500 boxes available.
Okay.
So super limited. But I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, check out the box and the sticks. The presentation is just fucking cool.
Gotcha. So you got 10 cigars in there. They're two each of five different cigars. And what's the retail for
240.
That? 240.
So 260, 280, depends.
Yeah, so 240 MSRP, which is, you know, $24 a mm-hmm. stick. That's not terrible. If you remember, the Robusto we smoked, I think, was $19.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
I think it was. And we were saying, you know, if you want an American rolled cigar, like if it ever came to that, cough tariffs,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we're going to pay for a cigar because of the labor. You know, and of course, you got to import your tobacco and all of that. All right, cool. Well,
so that's all the news I got.
I appreciate signing the news off. Of the week.
Hey, no shitty news this time since you made a big deal about it.
Fuck you. All right. Wow. We appreciate that. We are smoking the Espinosa Murciélago Chicaca TAA 2024 1,000 boxes of 20. So only 20,000 of these in existence, two of which are in my collector's humidor and two of which we are smoking. So there is now only 19,996 left on the planet. So, interestingly, this blend was crafted by Hector Alfonso, mm-hmm. Sr. He is the operations director of Espinosa. I really like it. It has an interesting sweet. There is some bitter. There is definitely some sharpness that I can't call pepper on there. Slightly harsh as we smoke down. I'm not that far along, so this is a long smoker. I mean, you've got 2.5 inches left. I've got 3 inches left.
I hope I can get to the end.
And we're an hour in. I mean, we'll get to the end, just probably not on the show.
No, I'm just talking about because of the construction.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that
mine's just fucking blown apart. I don't know about yours. Looks like it's more held together.
Yeah, mine's okay. I'm just getting to that spot where I ripped the wrapper off with the band, and I think it's going to start blowing apart like yours did.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're about to find out.
By the way, it's getting sweeter.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is kind of cool.
And it's kind of graham cracker sweetness. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Which, you know, I would definitely call this a complex flavor.
Yeah.
It's changed, it's added.
Yeah, it's three different profiles.
I think for our cigar smokers, like if you're a cigar fan
mm-hmm.
and you like, you know, what's basically a mid-full complex but not strong cigar, which I still have a 5.5.
Okay. Yeah. It didn't gain any strength. I don't feel it's gonna punch me in the face.
Yeah.
So.
You know, with sweetness, like you're gonna like this, and this is not that fake flavored infused. This is sweet tobacco.
Right. It's flavor. Just sweet. It's Ecuadorian. Ecuadorian sweet.
So I like it. I like
I
this.
I dig story. It.
But why don't we rate it? And we're gonna start with presentation. I think the initial presentation is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I do like the bands. The cello does not distract from it. There's enough wrapper showing that you can appreciate what is really a beautiful wrapper.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't have the box with us, but the box is nice, too.
Yeah.
I'm
going to give it a 10.
A 10? Yeah. Okay, I had a 7. Can we do 8?
Okay, we can do 8. I just feel it had a nice... I'm not a big Connecticut guy, but it had a nice golden presentation.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we'll do an 8, and we'll save some points
plus
for later.
Plus, the Chicago is just fucking great.
That branding is on fleek, as the kids say.
I don't think they say that. It's Sigma now.
Whatever. It's Sigma. So just the balls to be like, yeah, we're naming this after a mythical bat god from...
A movie.
Ace Ventura. And that's where I didn't understand the Africa reference earlier. It's like, but the bat was in South America in the movie.
No, it was in Africa.
Oh, no, it's in South America.
Africa, sir.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whatever. But they do have white bats in South America. Okay. So, it's fair.
Listen.
All right, let's talk about construction. So, the smoke output, good burn evenly, good burn line. I'm going to take off points for having the wrapper hard to... Or, I'm sorry, the bands hard to take off. We couldn't take them off without taking off the wrapper. I'm going to take a point off for the initial quality. There were holes in both of our cigars. I know it's a hard leaf to work with.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take a point off for just giant chunks of the wrapper coming
off.
Yeah,
like this is...
We take the band off. So I've got a 7, and I could do 6 because, like, you can't finish your cigar.
Yeah, I was going with a 5 only because mine's got completely wrecked.
All right, so we'll give you your points back from presentation. Call it a 6. Let's talk about price. So $16.36, that includes your Maryland taxes.
Yeah.
Fuck you, communists.
Whoops.
Oops, and censored. So I think for a tour, like we said, to me, $14 is just middle of the road now. You can go in there and pick up a Rocky for that or more.
Yeah.
There's plenty more expensive for a special edition. I think it's a fair price. It's not a great price. I'm kind of at like a 7.
I agree, 7.
All right, let's talk about flavor. So, obviously, flavor is subjective. We both liked it. We also try to think while we're smoking. You know, we have friends. We know their flavor profiles and palates and stuff. You know, what our friends smoke it, stuff like that. Where I'm at, I feel like anybody that is a cigar enthusiast that, you know, smokes on the reg should pick it up because it does have a pretty unique flavor that's enjoyable.
Does.
You know, like I said, it's complex and mid-full-bodied. You know, if you're a cigar person, you got to try it.
Yeah, and it gets better as you smoke it down. It literally gets better.
It did. So I've got like an 8 for flavor.
Yeah, 8. I agree.
All right, so let's talk about experience. Now, we got to take a point off for the whole wrapper coming off when we're trying to take the band off.
And you're making me work.
I will never understand. How do the manufacturers not understand? You can't smoke the band. Everybody takes them off. You know, you have a few cigars with very tiny bands that you don't have to take off.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you have to remove the band.
I think KFC has a smokable band, right?
This has got a double band and a foot band. You have to take the foot band off. But the double band takes up so much space. You got, and then the main band has got the big old bat on it. Like, you got to take them off. I couldn't even slide mine off. I tried because it was glued to the wrapper.
It was glued, yeah.
So I got to take points off of that. In terms of smoking it, I don't see you doing anything like fishing, walking the dog, doing yard work. It's too expensive for that. It's also too, like, you kind of want to focus on the cigar. I call this a lounge cigar. This is one, like, I'm here to smoke a cigar. It doesn't have to be the lounge.
Or on your back porch.
Yeah, like, totally. You can do the back porch or something. But I'm sitting down and I'm smoking a cigar. I feel like it's that kind of cigar. you know, you might gift it to somebody as like a TA exclusive, but it's definitely not.
Or
an like,
Ventura or Jim Carrey fan.
Yeah, something like that. It's definitely not a hey, congrats on your promotion.
Yeah.
It's not nice enough for that, you know. The branding is wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm giving it a 7 for experience.
Yeah, I think 7 is fair. I think the biggest like benefit of this cigar is the flavor. Like,
yeah, it really
if
is.
If you like cigars, you're gonna like smoking this.
Not an entry level cigar.
So that brings the total for the Espinosa Murciélago Chicaca TAA 2024. That's a mouthful. To 36, so mid-30s. Pretty good showing.
Yep.
I feel like if they had some QC around their band issues, would have scored higher.
Yeah.
The strength hasn't picked up, but it is sharp.
Yeah.
Almost like how licorice is sharp. You know, as I've gotten further along, it's like I'm not sure. I might need to slow down a little bit.
Maybe.
You know? Even though it's not like, there's no nicotine strength. It's,
yeah.
Like I said, it's 5.5. But it does have a lingering sharpness on the tongue.
Yeah.
Like it lasts. I would probably recommend some lemon water with this one.
Yeah, and definitely.
Clear the palate off a little bit. And I think it would pair really well with like roasted nuts.
Yes.
You know? Like a handful of...
I think unsalted.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. Some almonds and cashews, not walnuts, but pecans.
Yeah.
I think would be great. So, that is it, except our favorite segment, Treasure or Trebuchet.
Yeah.
We haven't had that, folks, because we're in studio transition. There's not enough space on the table. Our bar is being refurbished right now. So we're going to do a virtual treasure or trebuchet.
Yeah.
So we have our virtual treasure box. And our virtual. What are you doing?
Trebuchet.
You're sending it across the room.
Yep.
I don't blame you. You can't smoke the rest of it anyway.
That wrapper just done.
Got blown to hell. So I'll treasure mine. I'm going to smoke mine down to the nub if I can.
Okay.
If anything changes, I will update you on social media. So follow Instagram, Facebook. That's pretty much it.
Yep.
The other channels are dead right now. I just haven't put effort into it.
Yep. So.
Thank you for joining us this week on Burn Line Podcast, your home for consumer cigar news, excitement, a little bullshit, and great cigars. We hope to see you again next week.